Sassafras, what you're talking about, that we call it sassafras.
So well, that's something different?
Yes, it's not the same like what I'm talking about. People use that when children has the measles. Mm-hmm. You used to use it. You make them drink that, or make a warm tea, hot tea with it, and give it to them at night.
Mm-hmm. And it helps cure the measles?
It helps the measles. It all those little pimples come out. It mm-hmm. don't stay inside. So.
Hmm. What else? Anything else you can think of like that?
That's good too.
That people used to use?
To borrow. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess there's many other roots that they would use. But myself, I don't believe too much in remedies, like, you know, old people would do, because my mama used to like the remedies. But when I raised my children, every time one was sick, we'd bring them to the doctor.
Yeah.
But they'd like to use, like you said, they boil different roots. Now, like mamuchi, it is good for a cold or pneumonia.
What's that?
Mamu, they call it. You never heard talk of a mamu cough syrup?
I'm not sure. What is this, a kind of a tree? Or?
It's a tree, and the root of that is good. You boil the root of that for pneumonia, it says, which I've never done it.
Hmm.
My mother has a tree, too.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little one that it's budding out. I planted the root. She pulled out a little tree, but it was just the root. The branches were all dead on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it is good for pneumonia, she says, so that's why I planted it.
What different kinds of trees grow around here?
Different kinds of trees. That has evergreen.
Mm-hmm.
There has oak trees. There's different kind of oak trees. There's they have the green oak trees that stays green summer and winter. And there's an oak tree that calls it le chêne gris. The leaves dry. The leaves get brown when the frost pass on it.
Mm-hmm.
China ball tree, pine trees, cedar trees.
The China ball has a
little ball on it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we has a tree here. Everybody wants to know what type of tree it is. But before the leaves come out, it makes a flower. It blooms. That tree blooms so pretty. It blooms. It's a white flower, and the heart of that flower is gold color.
Mm-hmm.
Then when those flowers falls off, then the branch comes, the leaves comes out,
mm-hmm.
and it. That flower that makes a little bit of round ball. It looked like some type of nut, but it's not. But as a fellow told us, they uses that to make tinner. He uses that type for tinner.
For tin?
Tinner, to make when you tin out paint.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I know you. There's one kind of tree that has a hard nut on it.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to show it to you when we come out. It's going to soon bloom around the end of Lent. For Easter, it be bloomed.
Mm-hmm.
It's real pretty.
There's one I heard of, a tongue nut tree. It's a shade tree. It's got mm-hmm. big leaves.
Big leaf, like the leaves of it is like a cotton leaf.
Uh-huh.
You ever seen a cotton leaf? No.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I never looked at it real careful.
Mm-hmm.
Does this have sort of a nut? Like this?
Yes.
It's green?
Mm-hmm. Green, and it dries out. When it dries, it be brown.
Hmm. This is the same thing as tongue nuts. This what
they use
for boats?
No, well, the tongue nuts, I don't think they uses it for tuna.